Such a case ain't by Mishum Asufi. There's no suffix about this kid. For sure the kid's a kosher kid. Anybody can marry him. Why? Because if the parents would have been sulim like a mamzer, they wouldn't have made a bris milah upon the kid. If they had that to throw the kid away, they wouldn't have made a bris milah. Elamai, for sure the case was they were good parents. Just something happened, they lost the kid. Or else Machmas Ravin, it was too much of a hunger, they couldn't afford to feed him, so that they left him in the streets. Vaita Mishulti Hadmayu means, let's say his Eivarim, as she says, Muskonim Yisharim, are strained out. In other words, his limbs are all strained out, so the kids of their parents took good care of this kid. Again, ain't by Mishum Asufi. We find him in the street, again, we don't say it's Tama Mamzer is throwing away his kid, but rather their kosher parents, just that they couldn't take care of him anymore. What about Shayef Mishka? We see he's anointed with oil, or else Samola Kuchla, he has powder on him, or paint on him. Rami Chumra Toli, he has a necklace around him. Piska Vatoli Kimma, he has a kimma, that's an ornament around him. Ain't by Mishum Asufi. Kisav, we see the way the parents took good care of him, that's a rai, it's not an asuf. It's not something from Sulim, but rather the parents were kosher. Toli Bedikla, let's say we find him hanging on a palm tree. So it depends. If he's very low, that a chai you could reach him, yes, from a shumasufi. Then we have to be afraid that the parents, like, were mamzerim, the kids are mamzer, and the parents don't want to have the kid killed. But v'im lav, if the kid is not so low down, he's in a safe place, ain't from a shumasufi. Then again, since the parents tied him up higher up on the tree in a safe place, we said the parents wanted him to live, so therefore the parents will share him, the kid is not a mamzer. Zardosa smicha, we find him on top of a bush. This is a thorn bush. So smicha, Moshe, is near the city, Yeshua Mishum Asufi. Then it is Masufi. You have to be afraid the parents of they had psulim and they threw the mamzer away. But v'imla v'imba Mishum Asufi. It's not near the city, then we don't say it's from a mamzer, threw him away, therefore we say it's kosher. So Rashi says, because the Imam Sochem says that this bush near the city, there are a lot of shadim around there. So since there are a lot of shadim there, the parents wouldn't put their kid there. So therefore, if the parents put the kid there, it's a riot. The parents don't care about this kid, because this kid was a mamzer. Mashenka, if this bush is far away from the city, then there are no shadim there, then it could be the parents were kosher parents, and some they couldn't take care of the kid, so that would not be called an asufi. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says, what about if you find the kid, the Bei Kanishta? Yeah, Bei Kanishta, you find him in the shul. Simichta Lamaso, Shrichi Be'rav Meimba Mishum Asufi. It was near the city, and people go there, there's no Asufi. Again, the parents care about him. V'yimlav Yeshu Mishum Asufi. But if the shul is outside in the woods, so it's a sakona to be there, then again we say the kid's probably a mamzer, and therefore the parents threw him away. Omar Ameima, Hai Piri De Sufli. And there's a Rashi says, "Pir to Sufli Nimsa b'Chafira Asuya Lahatul Sham Gerinim Tamarim." If you find a kid in a hole, we usually throw away date pits that behemoths eat it. So therefore, it's like this: Yesh for Mishum Asufi. And then we say, "This Mishum Asufi." The most probably the behemoths will come to eat him up, so the parents don't care about him. Charifta Din Hora. If you find him in the swift and the strong river, ain't by Mishum Asufi. Then it's not Mishum Asufi. Because that's the place that the ships go there, and it'll be found by the ships, therefore the parents don't want to kill him, like. Mashenkein, sure you find him in the swamps, in the small water, then Yeshua Mishum Asufi. The ships don't go there, for sure the kid will be lost, therefore the parents will stop throwing him away. Side Rishu Sarabim, Ein B'Mishum Asufi. If you find the kid on the side of the Rishu Sarabim, also it's not called an Asufi, the parents put him there in a watched place. Rishus Rabbim, if you find the kid in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, yes, from Mishum Asufi. That's again a shiloh, a good sofa that maybe the parents were not sharing, and therefore the kids, the moms, and the parents are just throwing them away. Omar Rava, over Shnei Ravon, ain't by Mishum Asufi. But if it's a hunger year, then if you find the kid in the street, we don't have a sofa to say he's a mom's there. Because most probably the parents are sharing. Why is the kid being thrown away? Because they can't afford to feed him. So Mar says, how the Rava hi? Where's Rava going on? Eli, my Rishus Rabbin, Rishus Rabbin, I did the Shnei Rabbin, cut the leg. What kind of svar is that? Even though it's a hunger year, you don't throw in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, people will trample him and kill him. The yellow, I see the Rosh Hashanah, Elo, my yimid, the son of Rosh Hashanah, said, so anyway, it's not called an Asufi. My Yirish, and a Rabban, I feel a blush, and a Rabban. We just said, if you find the kid on the side of Rosh Hashanah, that's a watched place, that's not so bad. We don't say the parents are throwing him away, it's not called a Sufik Mamzer. Elo, Kitma, the Rav, aho, we as Rav say on this halacha. The Omer of Yud, Omer of Abba, Omer of Yehuda, Ba'azavdi, Omer Rav, calls the man, Shebashuk, calls the man, the kid is still in the street. If a mother or a father comes and says, you know, this kid is my kid, we believe the parents. And then they would have said that the kid is kosher. Let's say after somebody picked up this kid and took him home already, now the klal is, if a father or a mother comes and says, that kid is my kid, we don't believe the parents. The kid remains a sofik asufik. He's a sofik. My timer, or my rover, since we called him an Asufi, once we took him off the street, he had a Shem Asufi, he remains with that soul. The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Ishnoa, Vishnei Ravon, but in the hunger year, Alpha Fish and Esav Minashuk, even though we found him in the street and took him home, other than Yimon Amon Malov, still we believe the parents. That's his Svara. So Rashi says, Shahar Ben Ishlochim, Ravotzachom Lepoist Tamachma Zitiyat Koyim. That since a lot of parents throw away their kids because they think they can't manage, but then they retract and they go and try and look for their kid, so the Rabbanim didn't want to be machmir. Therefore, in such a case, what happened? That we found the kid in the street, and somebody took him home. So on a regular year that this doesn't happen so often, the Rabbanim said the kid remains possible. Since we took him off the street with a psul of an asufi, he remains that way. But in the hungry year, that there are going to be a lot of cases like this, so Chum didn't want to make it that a lot of kids should become Sulim, therefore the Rabbanah left it that didn't midiraisa, like we said before, midiraisa have a right to be Samech, that most of them are kosher, therefore it's only a Sufik, and a Sufik mamzer midiraisa is mutta bekal Hashem. Therefore, in a hungry year, the Rabbanah left it on the din midiraisa that is mutta bekal Yisrael. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Shloisha Nemonim Liyalta, there are three people that Nemon only right away. Eluhen, these are the three people. Asufi, like we just said. If you find a kid in the street, and right away a parent comes and says it's ours, we believe them. But later we don't believe them anymore. Chaya, a midwife, the nurse. She never would say which kid this is, who did the kid come from. Or Poiteros Chaverta. When one is freeing a Chaverta, the other wife, we'll soon see. We'll soon see what it means by Anita. Now, Asufi, we just said about Asufi, that only calls to mind the kid is still in the street, do we believe one of the parents when they say it's our kid. But later, we don't believe a parent. Chaya, where's the case of a Chaya midwife? Tatanya, Chaya in the menace lema, zeh yotza rishem, zeh yotza sheni. If two wives giving birth, so the nurse is never to say, this kid is from this wife, and this one's from that wife. The medzvah, mamurim shlo yotza, says the midwife should not go out to chosen and come back again. Alva yotza, if she went out to chosen and came back again, in the menace. Then we don't believe her anymore. It's only miyad we believe, but not if she goes out. We have less than one more huchsuko alaimdo. If she's the cheskes to be there the whole time, the midwife, the minute she's leaves. We have love and the menace. My benai, what's the difference? They're both saying the same thing. If she's there the whole time, yes, if not, not. Hey, benai, they had the rapper. Let's say she turned the head around. So huchsuko means she had to be there the whole time. I mean, she did not even turn around the head at all. The whole time she was there watching to know clearly this kid came from this mother, then she's neman. But if she would turn the head around, then we have to be afraid maybe the mother switched around the kids, and then the midwife, the nurse, would not be neman. Pateras chavruseha, where's the case that one lady frees the other one? Mahi, where's the case? This now, we're not like this. What's going to be shalosh noshim shal yishanas bamita? He has three ladies lying on one bed. Mimitachas. Veninsa dam tachas achas nyen. And under one of them, under the sheet where one was lying, they found dam. So the kids said, one of them is a nida now. So lachar is kulam tameis. We have to be afraid. We don't know which one is the nida. So we have to be afraid that dam, each one of them has a sulfur. Maybe she's the one that the dam came from. So they all have tumas nida on them. What about both kachas mei and incest tameya? Let's say one of these ladies right away made a bedika and she found that she's tamei. So we say then he tameya the kulam tameis. She is the one that found that the dam nida came from. So only she is tamei and the other two are tor. The Amar Rav Chisda. That means she checked herself right away. Right after she found the dam, she checked herself. Then we're told that the dam came from her. But if she first checked herself a little bit later, then we would not say it came from her. She would not help us for the other two ladies. Tana Rabban, word like this. Nemenes chaya loyma zekoyim zelevi. On the midwife that's there, Bishastel mother gives birth, a few mothers, she's allowed to say, this kid is a Kohen, this kid is a Levi. Zenosim Zemamzer. The Medavim Amurim Shle Korole Shemiru. Nobody comes to argue against her. Avo Korole Iru. But if somebody's coming to argue against her, and in a menace, then we do not leave the nurse to say against somebody else what the kid is. So the Gemara says, Iru Demai. Who is arguing against her? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Iru Cha, that one person in Eidechon is arguing against her, the Gemara says, that means nothing. You have to have two Eidim. An Eidechon means nothing. So therefore, it's like nothing if an Eidechon says the kid is possible. Eli Ira Trey. And I'm not talking about when two people come to argue. The voice same, and if you want to tell me to tell Eliyahu Meimelach Ira Chad, no. Even if one is arguing. V'chiyam Reb Yechon and Ira Pachas Mishnayim. When does Reb Yechon say we don't believe in Ira? Nobody could argue. Less than two Eidim. Hani Mili Heicha, the Isa, Cheska, Chazaka, the Ksheris. Only when there's a Cheska's Kashris on the person. And now somebody wants to say he's puzzled, then an Eidechon is not them when you don't need two Eidim. Aval Heicha, the Lekha Chazaka, the Ksheris. Like over here, this kid. We don't know who this kid is born from, who the mother is. We don't know if the kid's a mamzer or a kanis. Kain, we don't know. There's no cheskas kashas on the kid. So I tell you here, chad nami mehemen. Here also we believe one to make an error. Therefore that could also be the chizda said. That we believe her is only when nobody's arguing. But if one eidechot argues against her, could be we don't believe her anymore. Now nemon bal mekach loimel lezer mochat lezer ein mecharti. A person that sold something. And two people come and argue saying, one says, I bought it off you. And the other one says, no, you sold it to me. Let's say the question of this chair, who did I sell this chair to? So Reuven says, I sold it to him. And Shimon says, no, I sold it to him. So Lachor is the Bala Mecca, the one that owned it before, is never to say who he sold it to. The Medav of Mamurim, when was this said? Bamed of Mamurim, Bizman Shemecha Biyadoi. Only when the original owner is still holding the chair. Since it's in his hand, then he's never to say who he sold it to. But if it's not in his hand anymore, any neman, then it's not neman. All right, we'll stop here.